our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I see the time is moving on, so I'm hoping that you will excuse me from skipping the next hymn, because I want to bring something that God has placed on my heart to you, and it's only beginning. But I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I really want us to be open to what God has, and I am blessed to have been under the ministry of Darrell Johnson, and he was clearly a man of God. God has used him in many, many places all around the world, he is a man of God after God's own heart, and he was such a blessing in the ministry that he shared. He took us into the throne room of heaven to begin with, which Sandy shared about. Holy, holy, holy. In Isaiah and then Revelation, the comparison between the two. And then he took us into, maybe that wasn't the first, but then he also took us into the center of the prison. That was the first one. Into the center of the prison where praise broke out and there was an earthquake. Remember that story? In Philippi, when Paul and Silas were thrown into the innermost prison, and they praised God. They'd been beaten and flogged. They could have been feeling sorry for themselves. But they were praising God. And so he took us there. And then in his final talk, he took us to the hymn that is recorded in Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And gave a wonderful exposition on that passage. No doubt in the coming days some of that will come through the message. But God drew me to this passage, and the title of the message is Wisdom. And wisdom is one of those things that I don't know. I looked up what the dictionary says about wisdom. It says the ability or result of an ability to think and act utilizing knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. Accumulated knowledge the quality or state of being wise, knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment as to action, discernment, or insight. Scholarly knowledge or learning, the wisdom of the schools, wise sayings or teachings, a wise act or saying. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved nothing while I was with you, to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear, and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom, among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man or woman without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to his mind,
that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Powerful words.
Wisdom. I remember in the church, one of the churches that I worshipped, these words were up front over the pulpit. It was taken from the previous chapter in 1 Corinthians 1. It says, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. It said, we preach Christ crucified, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Paul, as he writes this letter, he is trying to bring to the church at Corinth the realization that they need to have wisdom from God. They need to be open to God and recognize that the one who died and was crucified is the one from whom we gain wisdom. In fact, he is the wisdom of God. I can only just touch on this morning. Time does not permit. But I want you to begin thinking about Christ.
Focus on Jesus. He is the one who brings us into the relationship with his Father God. He is the one who left the glory of heaven to come into the world amongst us, that he might rescue us and take us one day back to God, where he is now in the presence of his being. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Holy, holy, holy. God the Trinity. Today is Trinity Sunday. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
God the Father sent the Son. God the Son sent the Spirit. God is present with us. A problem was occurring in the church in Corinth, and people were claiming to follow various leaders. They took their eyes off Jesus and put their focus on the leader, and that is always a danger. The Apostle Paul brings it back. He said, I wanted to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What Jesus has done for me, He is the wisdom of God. And the message that I bring to you is God's wisdom. How we can be wise, how we can know what it is that God wants from us. We all have to discover we're all different. And yet each one of us can experience the wisdom of God. We can experience Jesus Christ to be our Savior. We can experience His Holy Spirit present with us. And He will give us the wisdom to know. Paul says we speak of God's secret wisdom. A wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this world understood. You see, Paul reminds them, brings them back to the cross where we are this morning, came back to remind us of Jesus crucified. We preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, foolishness, to the Gentiles, to the Jews, a stumbling block, foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You see, the Apostle Paul knew the wisdom of God, knew the Holy Spirit's moving within him. As he came to them, you imagine Paul to being somebody who is so strong, his writing is so strong, and yet here he describes the way he came to them. He says, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words. In other words, he's saying it wasn't intellect. It wasn't something that was learned from books. He says, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. You see, God was evident in Paul and in what he was saying because he was being, as Sandy described Darrell Johnson, as a channel for God to speak. It was a demonstration of the power of God, the wisdom of God. And it is that wisdom that God reveals to us. Not many wise by human standards. Not many influential, not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you're in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. You see, wisdom. Wisdom from God, he describes. If wisdom is the quality of state of being wise, when we receive, within us, we come to faith in Christ and we ask Him to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and to open ourselves, to fill us with His Spirit. And as we do that, our state changes. When we submit to God, when we allow Him to fill us, and when we fill our minds with what He wants us to fill our minds with, our minds are filled with all kinds of rubbish. We need to be open to God and receive from Him what He wants to give to us. And our lives will be different, he says. He has become for us wisdom from God. And in that, he says, that is our righteousness. In other words, he has made things right for us. And if we walk in his way, we will be right. If we fall, he will lift us up. Holiness, we don't think of ourselves as holy, but we are set apart by God because of our faith in Christ, because we've accepted him. He has set his seal upon us by his Holy Spirit, and we need to recognize that we are holy. So if anybody comes against us, they come against God, and that's why the Apostle Paul in another place said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And redemption. Knowing that we are safe. Knowing that we have a future. We can experience his presence with us now. We can know his wisdom now. But one day, Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 13, we see, as it were, in a glass darkly, but then face to face. We need not to have the wisdom of books, but the wisdom of the Spirit of God, his Spirit within us gives us wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God. If you read through Solomon, the Proverbs, you read about wisdom, just think about Jesus. There's so much that I could share, but time does not permit. But I want you to just have a teaser. In the next few weeks, I want to continue through this and these thoughts about the wisdom of God. How we, as those disciples, at that day of Pentecost, they moved out into Jerusalem. It was evidence of the Spirit's power. The wisdom of God was evident. The message was not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Do we want to see God's power at work? Do we want to be wise in God's eyes? Not wise in our own eyes, but wise in God's eyes. We need to soak ourselves in the Scriptures, soak ourselves in what God is sharing with us. Just think of this. You know, Paul describes this at the end of this chapter. The spiritual man or woman makes judgments about all things. As he talks about it, we have to be open to receive from God. Who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. That's why he is given to us, that we might know him, that we might know his thinking, that we might know the way in which we need to go. For he says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We need to believe that. We who have accepted Christ and recognize that we preach Christ crucified, we need to see Jesus on that cross, and that was for us. That as a result of our coming to the foot of the cross and receiving forgiveness, our sins are washed away, and now we empty ourselves of that old stuff and be filled with the Spirit of God. That we might have the mind of Christ. Think like him. Be like him. And that's why he says in that hymn in Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. so much more. I hope you grasp a little bit of the wisdom that we have from God, Christ Jesus, our Savior. We sing together the final hymn, 671. Lord, we hear your word. Lord, help us to acknowledge that you are wisdom, and help us and fill us with your Spirit, that we ourselves might be the wisdom of God to those around us. May we recognize that when we open ourselves to you, we have your mind. We have you present to help us and to prompt us and to advise us and to encourage us. We bless you for what you've done for us. We praise you for what you are, that you're the risen Lord, that one day we will be in your presence. Until that time, we thank you for your Holy Spirit who is present with us. So bless us and encourage us in the days ahead. May we be true to your word. May we be good ambassadors for you. So again, help us to come to that understanding. Minister to us continually by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.